Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer?
It is time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Father God, we just thank you this evening as we come together again to lift up your holy son, Jesus' name. And you said, where I be lifted up, I will draw all men. And I thank you, Father God, that as we come together tonight, that the power of agreement will begin to ignite the hearts of your people, that will draw in the lost and unsaved, Father God. Because, Lord, I thank you that the wisdom that you're bestowing upon us this evening, that you're giving Pastor Smith, that it is anointed and that it will destroy every yoke today. I thank you that the Spirit of God is bringing the truth forth to every listener today, because you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we are free through the truth and the Word of God. We thank you for wisdom in advance. We thank you for the anointed word right now in advance. We thank you for deliverance today. In the name of Jesus, we come against the adversary, the devil, that serpent. We tell him right now he's on notice to loose his hold, and that the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus, is against him. As we continue to fellowship over this prayer line, I ask that you open the hearts and the ears for your listeners, God, to receive what the Spirit of God is saying through our pastor today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember, there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of, thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the phone number is 916-588-9688. The third is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue. That's in North Highlands, California, and that's inside Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to The Word Going Forth live every Sunday at 2:15 p.m., that's Pacific Standard Time, and the number is, again, 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request. The written prayer request is to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required. God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is through our email, which is also a written request, at fghprayer@yahoo.com. Remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His work. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to add to that, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Penny. I wanted to make one other quick announcement that our outreach ministry for Full Gospel House of Prayer, we are in preparation to give the homeless some items, which would include socks, tarps, and gloves. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I have
testimony time.
I have a testimony. This is Arlene, and I just want to tell you that I will be starting work on Monday from Tempt to Hire job, so I thank God for that blessing, and I thank you for standing with me and always constantly praying for us as a congregation, and I just appreciate everything you do for us. And also, I was able to locate my mom.
Praise the Lord, Sister Arlene. That was prayed on Sunday. Praise God. Thank God. Congratulations for the job. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for spirit of peace, and knowing when he says move, we have to move. I have a client whose father tragically was killed on the railroad tracks on yesterday, and I immediately went to my old advocacy spirit and wanted to go to her home and do a home visit, not only just in my mental health capacity, but just to have a word of prayer silently with her for her peace, for her and her family. And God allowed me to do that. He allowed what my supervisor at first wasn't on board with to happen. So I just thank the Lord for that, and I thank the Lord for having the power of prayer to give us peace in the tragic times.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else, excuse me, have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. These are the three books that we need to get together, please. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, Habakkuk 2, verse 3, and Galatians 4 and 4. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, in Galatians 4 and 4. If someone is on the line, could you please help Sister Tamara with those books? It's three, that's, and maybe someone can help her with the reading tonight. Ecclesiastes 3, 1, Habakkuk 2, 3, and Galatians 4, 4. When everyone get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word tonight to minister to the needs of the hearers. We ask that the breath of God begin to breathe on this word now and cause it to come alive so we can receive what we have need of. We give you praise and thanksgiving that you have full course over this word tonight, and we thank you for deliverance by the word of God. This word is to encourage all of us tonight. This word to encourage you that are faithful to God and waiting for manifestation and waiting for things to come to pass in your life. And this word is also for those who have gotten weary, who have grown tired, who just give up. This word is for all of us tonight, because there are many that's faithful and they just hold on. But there are those who get tired of waiting, and they get in their flesh, and they let go. This is the word to encourage everyone tonight, because that's life. These things happen to us. And I'm encouraging you tonight that when you're faithful, hold fast, continue to stay faithful. And when you get tired and you move in your flesh, yield to God in obedience, and God will give you strength to hold on to the manifestation, because this is real and it happens. It happened to me, saints of God, when I got tired. I came in as I yield. I'm encouraging all ends tonight. You that stay steadfast and you that get tired, this word is to encourage you tonight. That the Spirit of God comes in and support us. And the Spirit of God do exactly what he says he's going to do. And this word is a word to let us know tonight. A season of waiting comes in our lives. And many times we have to wait for God's promises to manifest, to come in the fullness. And when God give you a promise, saints of God, he is faithful, and it must occur, it must happen in the fullness of time. It eventually come to pass. Thank God for Sister Arlene's testimony, because she was at a place where she was at the end of the road concerning employment. And the Lord had promised her that he was going to sustain her and he was going to open that door. So this was a testimony tonight. It came to pass in the fullness of time. And that's what I'm encouraging all tonight on the line, that it will happen. Everything will become clear in the fullness of time. And one of the major parts is waiting in preparation. And so as we are waiting, we are being yielded to trust God and allowing God to direct our path in life. That's what waiting does. What waiting does, it gets you in a place of preparation, making us ready for God's purpose, not our purpose, for God's purpose. And we're going through training, and we're getting fit, becoming qualified, becoming fully developed and mature. Because when you go and you do it in your own strength, it falls apart. Everything falls apart when you try to make it happen yourself. And so that's why preparation have to come to make you ready, to cause you to be fit for the job and for the purpose God have in our life. And so we're going to see it by the word of God. This is the word to encourage us tonight. There are many of you tonight is waiting for the fullness, waiting for the manifestation, waiting for those events to come to pass. And this word will encourage you tonight, because if God has spoken a word over your life, it will occur. And God is getting us prepared. And we know how Abraham had a word spoken over his life. And he got out of the will of God, and everything stopped. Everything was held up until he yielded to obedience to God. He began to speak a word that he that promises faithful. That's in the book of Romans. God is faithful, saints of God. And so you that's out there tonight that's waiting for manifestation, you're going to see it by the word of God tonight. Habakkuk 2 and 3, please.
Habakkuk 2 and 3 reads, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry."
This word to encourage us, it's not yet time to come true. That means manifestation in the fullness of God. But the time is coming. He said, quickly. He said, "What I show you will come true. It may seem slow in coming. It may seem delayed, seem like things on hold." He said, "Wait for it. It will take place. It will not be delayed." This is what God's saying. His word is what? Sure. If he give a prophetic vision and the enemy come to bring delay, God has not forgotten us. For it's an appointed time. And what happened? The breath of God bring life to that thing, and it comes to pass. And faith give birth to that promise, saints of God. So we have to be in a spirit of expectation. That's faith as we wait on God. And what happened? Faith gives birth to the promises of God. And this is what happened with Jesus. It was prophesied by Isaiah. This is, you write this scripture down, please. Isaiah 7 and 14. Isaiah prophesied. It was a foreshadow that this virgin birth, Jesus was going to come. And it was a foreshadow. So what God gave him, an outline. He gave him a profile that Jesus was coming. Isaiah didn't get a chance to see it. It happened 700 years after his time. But it was what? It was fulfilled. The prophecy was fulfilled. Galatians 4 and 4 tells us it was fulfilled. Please read Galatians 4 and 4, please.
Galatians 4 and 4 reads, "But But when the fullness
but when,
of... Go ahead.
But
when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
This was prophesied 700 years before it happened by Isaiah the prophet. When the time of fullness came, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. It was completed by the time of God. It was an act of God to redeem mankind. It was an act of God. God did it. God is in control of history. God is in control of time. God is in control of the prophecy that he has prophesied over your life. God is in control of your destiny. God is in control. So if God speak a word over you, thanks to God, it shall occur on God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3:1, please.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Timing is over all of this. There's a timing when things must come to pass, thanks to God. It's a timing when that thing must happen. It's a timing that it happens on God's chosen time. This is to encourage you. God is faithful when he promised it will occur. So tonight, I thank God for the spirit of expectancy is over you tonight, that because you're in faith tonight, faith going to give birth to that promise that God have made in your life. Many have been waiting for a long time. It seems like things are held up, it's on delay. But God, I want to encourage you, God's word is sure tonight. When God make a promise to his saints, to the believers, it shall occur. He made a promise through the mouth of Isaiah that Jesus was coming forth, and Jesus came forth in the fullness of time. Even though so many events happened, so many things occurred, he came. And that's what I'm encouraging you tonight, that the Spirit of God going to give you strength tonight, that the thing that God has purposed for you and no one else to do, this is something that you must do, that God has anointed you to do as saints of God. And the time is like everything is in a maze. Everything is in shambles and look like nothing is working for you. But I'm encouraging you tonight, it shall occur. And I'm telling you tonight, saints, by faith, that when you get weak and you have to yield yourself to God, and God will give you strength to get back in the race. That's what he did for me. And many things will come to distract you. People, places, and things. Things will come to get your eyes off of what God has revealed to you that he's going to do. Though the vision tarry, he said to wait on it. But those things going to come, that's life. That's the enemy. He's always working to try to disturb you to give up, to try to disturb you to let go and to just get tired where you don't want to do anything anymore. And what happens is that everything in your life begins to stop up. I'm talking about the purpose of God. It's held up. Things just stop. Things are on delay. Things are on postponed. It's just postponed because it happened to me. Why? I was out of the will of God. And don't let no one have that power over you, saints of God. I learned that the hard way. Don't let anyone have that kind of power over you to have you to throw in the towel where you give up on God. You shouldn't give anyone that authority. Only one should have authority over your life is Jesus. No human, no things, nothing going around in your life should have that power. And many times we allow that power to come in and weaken us where we just give up. And this night is a night of encouragement. Don't give anyone that authority to stop you from doing the purpose of God, for allowing you not to receive everything that God has for you tonight. And this is a word to let you know you're in a season of waiting, but you must wait with expectation. You must wait. When you get tired, God will give you strength. That's what he did for Abraham. And many times things are so messed up because we get out of the race, because we get tired, we lose our focus, we get distracted, and the things that have left for years. We're in the last days. It's not time to let nothing come in to stop that God has promised you. We have power in Jesus' name to arrest that spirit. And God reveals it by the word. We know the spirit of darkness by the word of God. We know the spirit of light by the word of God. We know it all by the word of God when we open up the word of God. And I'm encouraging you tonight, you that's in preparation, meaning God is making you ready for his purpose. You're going on the training, and sometimes training is difficult because many times we're out of shape. We got to get fit again. And when he allows us to go through different things to get us what? Fit again, to get us qualified, to get us developed in our minds. Because if you are out of the will of God and you begin to try to do something and it's not timing, you're not mature, you're not advanced, you're not ready for action, you're unfit, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to work, and you got to start all over again. I'm encouraging you tonight, because it happened on both ends of our lives. There are those that hold on, and they see the purpose of God, and they see everything come to pass. Then there are those that get tired and just give up, and they see things fall apart. They see things become a mess. Things are delayed, and things are postponed. I remember it was years ago, and it was this couple, and everything was falling apart. I want to encourage you, because this is a real-life story. Everything was falling apart. And this lady and I worked together. And I said, let's agree. Let's agree about what's happening. And so we got an agreement. And we began to pray. And the thing in her marriage was bad. It was falling apart. And through us praying, she didn't go in dogmatic and was mean to her husband or cruel or say things to him to deflate him. We prayed. And one day he came early and seen us in prayer. He heard about us praying. And so he asked her to ask me to come over. And when I came over, the Spirit of God had so broken this man because of prayer, saints. I'm telling you, because of prayer. He received Jesus as Lord of his life. He received Jesus. And then the Lord gave him a vision. And he says, the Lord want me to preach. And I said, if God wants you to preach, he's going to prepare you. I said, let's pray. So we prayed that the time of fullness, if this is the will of God for his life, that he would preach. And everything went crazy. He began to lose his vision. And the job that he was doing, his vision became so bad, they fired him. It didn't get better, it got worse. And we were still praying for encouragement. So he lost his job. They had to get on welfare. It was really bad. And the Spirit of God continues to say, stand in agreement. Stand with him. And so he went and told his family that God had called him to preach, and they mocked him. They laughed at him. They said, you listen to that crazy woman. You can't see. How are you going to preach? But I'm telling you what God did. I'm telling you because this couple held on. There were Baptists, and it was at the Baptist convention, and he wanted a church. And this church was already equipped. And I encouraged him, and his wife encouraged him, put your name down. I don't care how many biggies, how many people who think they're more professional than you. Do it by faith. Expect God to do something supernatural. And in the Baptist Convention, they gave him that church. And I talked with him last night. He said, I've been doing this 38 years. He said, because of a word of prophecy. Saints, I want to encourage you tonight. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He do not change. Everything was going bad, yet that couple expected. Yet they believe a move of God. God did it. Supernatural changed their lives because the fullness of time has came. And this is what I'm encouraging you tonight. The fullness of time going to bring everything to pass for you. I don't care what's going on in your world tonight. If God's have given you a promise, it must occur. It must come to pass. It will happen in the fullness of time. Every event that God has set up for your life will happen. It happened for Jesus through a man that prophesied that God dealt with. And gave him a foreshadow. He spoke this word by faith. He gave an outline, a profile, how it was going to come to pass. And in Galatians 4, it came to pass. That's how faithful God is to his people. He is faithful, thanks to God. And when you have faith, God give birth to the promise. That means it happened. God breathed on that, and it comes to manifestation. And that's what I'm encouraging you tonight. Even when you fall backwards, godly sorrow worked repentance. I became godly sorry that I allowed flesh to override me. And I've been called on the name of Jesus to help me. And I repented. Godly sorrow worked repentancy. And the Spirit of God gave me strength. And I got on my job again. But I was on sabbatical for a long time, 8 years. But the Lord is faithful, thanks to God. So this is to encourage you tonight, you that's faithful, who's holding on and not giving up, and you that's growing tired and weary. The word of God say you will reap if you faint not. We're going to come against the spirit of faint for your sake tonight. He said, don't get weary in well doing, for you to reap what you sow if you faint not. And we have the authority in Jesus' name to come against the spirit of faint, where you're going to hold fast. And what happened? God will send new places and new people in your life. He will send things to better make your condition better. He will send things to make that purpose that he have allowed you to see by faith, by the Spirit, to come to pass. He will send in a new kind of people. He will then, when the rotten people come in, he will give you strength. When those want to deflate your vision, he will give you strength. When those want to come against you, throw a rock and hide their hand, he will give you strength to stand. But he's going to send reinforcement to keep you going. He did it for Abraham. The Spirit of God sending reinforcement. He did it for Joseph. The Spirit of God sending reinforcement for that vision that he had, a prophetic word was over his life. And when he had need of reinforcement, God sending reinforcement that overpower those rotten spirits, those spirits that came to deflate, those spirits that was not there to help. He's sending reinforcement. And this is a word to encourage you tonight. He shall send on reinforcement for you tonight. For that season is upon you. It's God's timing, and no one can stop it when you're in a state of expectation. You're trusting God. You believe in God. You're yielding to God. Things may appear difficult. Things may be on hold. Things may be on delay, but it's not permanent. It shall fade because God will make it dissipate because of the completeness of time. I'm talking about God's timing. He's in control of history, and he's in control of time. Humans are not. They think they are, but God is in control of history and time, thanks to God. And when it's time and it's your season, everything will happen the way God have already made a decision about. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we come tonight by the authority of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus tonight. Father, we ask that thou will forgive us for anything that we have committed, any sin, anything of disobedience. You say if we confess our sin, that you are just and you are righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. And we thank you for the cleansing blood tonight to move everything that's not right. And God, we thank you for your anointing to breathe on us, Father, so we can pray thy will be done in Jesus' name. I send the word of God to stop this lump of flesh from praying anything that's not according to your will. That the Spirit of God take over, Spirit of God resurrect, the Spirit of God come alive. Speak, Holy Spirit, on this line in the name of Jesus. Father, this is a word of encouragement for those that's faithful, for those that have gotten weak, that they're going to stand fast, that the Spirit of God will bring in reinforcement, that the Spirit of God will send on everything they have need of. Every door will be open. Everything will be reinforced by God. And Father, I thank you for your word tonight to bring it to pass. I thank you for your anointing to cause it to happen. In the name of Jesus, you said that the weak say I'm strong. I lose the strength of God by faith. Your word say in our time of weakness, your strength is made perfect. I thank you for your perfect strength. Philippians 1:6, that this is the confidence we have in him. Hallelujah. He didn't begin a good work, not to bring it into completion. We come now in confidence that you didn't begin something good for it not to occur, that it shall occur in Jesus' name. And Father, we come together in agreement tonight. We come against that strong man. You gave us power through your name and your blood to paralyze the strong man, to paralyze him in your name, to paralyze him through your blood, and that every good that you have set up for us, Father, that the house, hallelujah, will not, hallelujah, come in decay, that the things that you said for us, oh God, will not be spoiled in Jesus' name, that the strong man is stopped and paralyzed tonight by the power of the word in Jesus' name. We stop him in Jesus' name. We dethrone him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word according to Luke 1:2. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power over the devil. We have power over the enemy tonight in Jesus' name because you gave your disciples authority. We are your disciples tonight, and you gave us authority over the enemy. You said we will tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt us in Jesus' name, because Jesus, hallelujah, Nazareth, was anointed with power in the Holy Ghost, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. In Jesus' name, everyone that's oppressed tonight, in Jesus' name, we send the word against oppression tonight, that the Spirit of God will reinforce them, will give them new strength to stand. In Jesus' name, we ask that help come now from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, that the Spirit of God supply their need, because reinforcement will come from God, that their eyes is on God tonight and not on anything around them, but on God. You say in the beginning the word, and the word with God. The word was with God. The word is with them tonight. And God, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. And you said if the Son make you free, you're free indeed. She prayed that prayer. Cause us to be free indeed in the name of Jesus. Give us peace, God, what passes our understanding. Keep our hearts and mind through you, Christ. We thank you tonight, God. You say you will deliver us, God, in battles that's against us. every battle that's against us. Oh, Father, we thank you for deliverance tonight. You say you're in the midst of us, and we will not be moved, and you will help us right early. Help us right early tonight in the name of Jesus. You say they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of distresses. Deliver out of distresses tonight, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father, for keeping us. Oh, Father, your word said, for the Lord shall be our confidence, and keep your foot from being taken. Keep us from being taken from the snares of the devil. In the name of Jesus, uphold us, God, with your right hand. Hold us, God, in Jesus' name, and help us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that strength is going out on the airwaves. That strength is going to homes. That strength is going to body, minds, and spirit. In Jesus' name, that they're going to stand, and they're going to see everything that God has prophetic said to them, has revealed to them in dreams and vision, has showed them what his purpose for their life. Jesus, you're setting it up, and they're in a place of getting matured. They're in a place of being developed. They're in a place where their mind, oh God, is being advanced. They're coming in a place, oh God, where you're making them ready and fit to do kingdom work. I pray strength tonight for Pastor Roderick. I pray strength tonight for Pastor Kennedy. I pray strength tonight for Pastor Langham. I pray strength tonight for Fallon and Brandon. I pray strength tonight for Brittany. I pray strength tonight for Penny. I pray strength tonight for Brother Jerome. I pray strength tonight for Brother Dante. I pray strength tonight for Sister Louise's sister. I pray strength tonight for Tyrone and Sabrina. I pray strength tonight for the saints of God that need to stand and see manifestation. For God, you're doing such a wonderful work, and you should manifest your fullness. You should do the supernatural. I thank you for healing, God, in every area of lies, oh God, that the devil said they're not coming out. I thank you for healing their grounds, healing their lives, healing their household, healing their finance, healing their minds, healing their emotions tonight. In the name of Jesus, that the spirit of healing go and attach yourself to them in Jesus' name, that they're in preparation, they're being prepared for the purpose of God in the fullness of time. It will happen, and everything will come clear. Everything will come into the fullness. God, I thank you tonight by faith. My heart is open, oh Father, for the homeless. There's so many homeless people. I thank you for every door to be open for us to give these items to them in Jesus' name, to keep them warm in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, the kind of food they eat. Lead us and guide us, God. Direct us in your path, oh God, to give these substance to the homeless tonight in Jesus' name. Show us what to do and how to do it. Show us and guide us, oh Father. You said the poor would always be among us. Lead us, oh God, to those that's going through difficulties in the name of Jesus. I pray for the fivefold ministry that the Spirit of God equipped us, oh God, for fellowship in the church in Jesus' name. I pray that the Spirit of God would draw in the unsaved, have prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God. I pray these prayers in Jesus' name, that homes be healed and reconciliation, the spirit take over, that those places that's falling apart, that the sibling rival, that the children that's out of control, that the Spirit of God bring home in order tonight, that healing go to hospitals, mental institutions, care homes, that the spirit of healing would go and heal those that's afflicted with disease, with illness. I cast out those spirits by the word of God. The spirit of infirmities in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God support the single parent that's raising children alone. That the Spirit of God expose abuse in any form for the elderly, for the youth, for any form of abuse, every hidden thing exposed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father Jesus, for the spirit of recovery is over us tonight, that we stand and expect to see that our seasons is upon us, that the spirit of God has sent on reinforcement, that the spirit of God will strengthen us, that the spirit of God in his timing is over our lives, that God is in control over timing that's concerning us tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you that delays is pulled up. We thank you that everything that's postponed and held up is released tonight, that the spirit of release be over Cindy, that the spirit of release be over Alicia. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of God that everything that need to come subject, come into the place of release tonight in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that ministering angels now has been sent out to do warfare against the enemy. Do warfare against their enemies tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you for victory tonight by faith. We call it done by the authority of Jesus. And we say amen. In Jesus' name, be encouraged, thanks to God. God is faithful. Whatever he promised you will occur. God wants you to know, according to his calendar, according to his timing, not humans. He's in control of time and history, not humans. When he tells something to manifest, it must obey the voice of God. I want you to be encouraged tonight. I want you to know that he's faithful. When he says a thing, he's just preparing us to be fit so he can use us. We're going through training. Many times we were out of shape because of the things that have occurred in our lives. So God has to get us back on the treadmill again of faith for those things that he said to get us in preparation. That's all he's done. He loves us so much. He don't want us to continue to fail. Failures is something that happened, but we don't continue to fail. There's a process of changes going on, and we release the blood of Jesus to arrest failure tonight by faith that we will receive the promises of God. The things that he said shall come and it will occur, manifest evidence in the earth this time by faith. In Jesus' name, that the breath of God will allow it to come to pass in your life. And I believe with you, by faith, in Jesus' name, be encouraged. God loves you so much. He has an everlasting love just for you, in Jesus' name.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.